Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You have landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use myself every single day in growing my businesses. We are covering search engine optimization, technology, and social media because those have been the backbone of making sure that my businesses have survived and thrived over the last several years. Last week, we talked about recycling content. And yesterday, I told you we were going to talk this week about recycling content that is specifically on your website. We are talking about updating website pages that are currently in existence and alive on your website. We talked yesterday about how the age of a page is a piece of the algorithm that Google looks at. The older a page is, especially if it's got traffic associated with it, is going to be trusted by Google when it comes to a search ranking. They know that if people are looking at it, they're reading it, they're watching it, they're staying on the page, they're clicking through to other pieces of information on the website from that page, they know that you can be trusted, you have subject matter authority, and you are going to be rewarded by the algorithm for that. But just like I said yesterday, nothing in life is static. You're either getting better or getting worse. You want to make sure that your high-ranking pages stay high-ranking. Some young whippersnapper may come along and produce new relevant information, and if you don't have some of that on that page because it's been there for 3 years and you haven't touched it, friends, that's where you can begin to lose the battle. What we're going to talk about specifically today are high-performing pages on your website. If your website is like mine, there are long-tail phrase articles that you have produced, and a small subset of those articles is generating a lot more traffic than others. We have a specific article on our website around an actual cash value mechanism for roof claims on home insurance in Texas. When this topic first appeared from the insurance companies several years ago, I put an article out about why it was bad for Texas consumers to accept those terms. That is specific, it's a hyper-specific long-tail phrase for homeowners that live in hail country like Texas. What has happened over time, people have gotten screwed in those claims and they go to Google and they try to figure out what this thing means. It drives a lot of traffic to our website, and it also converts into a lot of prospects for us to sell home insurance to, which is awesome. However, over time, others have tried to replicate some of that information. Some of the information has changed. What we have continued to do is update that particular page. Google rewards those higher authority pages when they're updated, and we are trying to stay ahead of the curve. They see that you are working regularly to provide top-notch updated information to the visitors. That is incredibly important from a trust factor standpoint. So what you need to do is go into Google Analytics and pull the numbers by page of your views over the last 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. I have a tendency to look at 12 months. And what are my top ranking pages? And I've got a list of 50 that I keep an eye on. I'm looking to make sure that traffic is staying up. I also bake into my content creation schedule to update those high ranking pages with new information. You can provide an updated story that will resonate and pull on the heartstrings of the person who is consuming it. You can add a video to it. You can provide a new piece of information if something about it has changed. We know that the marketplace changes over time. One of the things that's happened here in Texas with these actual cash value payments on roofs, you had to select yourself in to take that. Now it can automatically happen if your roof is more than 15 years old. We've had to add that piece of information in. The other thing that you can do to provide fresh insights for people who are visiting your pages is to leverage those infographics or explainer videos that we talked about last week. If you go back and you put together a simple infographic that talks about the process of solving whatever that problem is, you're now giving the reader something more impactful that they can consume. Google's going to see that. They're going to reward you for going to that effort. Keep an eye on your pages, number one, to see if you're still ranking for things that you always have. Number two, you want to also make sure that you're providing that fresh, relevant, updated content so that people can see what you know and how you're going to take care of them. Google's also going to see that, and that's going to keep you at the top of the rankings. You have to update the old pages because that is how you can win the war, not just the battle. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you don't know how to create pages, you don't know how to update pages, you just know that you need to do something with your website, go to SprocketOps.com. Sprocket Expert Optimizations is here to help you get content on your website so that you can generate more sales. That is the bottom line. SprocketOps.com, hit the contact form, let me know how I can be useful to you. Tomorrow, we're going to flip this conversation and we're going to talk about what you should do with low-performing pages. I'm Uncle Ron. We'll see you tomorrow on the porch.